This is part two of The Good Chastity Boy, Tease and Denial. A chastity boy's first step. Jumping in with both feet may or may not work, but working up to the cage certainly will. Connecting to a mistress that is geared to femdom and her understanding of your personal needs is essential. In some cases, you may get so hooked on tease and denial that you may reject a chastity training program altogether. You may want the freedom from the bulk and the cost of a cage, after all. But can you do it? Can you refrain from going past the goal which was set? Of course you can! The first thing is knowing you are not alone. Mistress will help you along. And that might be too much for you? Well, then let's just imagine what would happen in a cage. You found out sooner rather than later that cock control is not your forte. We train you the art of sustaining your orgasm to give you the edge, so to speak, in any relationship or phone sex session. Tease and delay. Tease and denial is used to train you for a long term in the cage. Your goal may be 1 year or more. Tease and please is for a quick session of stress relief because you can't imagine not coming longer than a few days. Tease and denial will prepare you for an orgasm denial and chastity training. Because you are tired of being ruled by your unruly dick. So how do we prepare? Slowly you will go through a series of sessions and allow to come here and there for a surprise. Each session will last longer, preparing you with lengthier times. You will slip them out here and there. That will be less frequent, and you will have reached a goal. Then your interest is sparked to the cage. You now love a challenge and feel confident. It's then time to put you in a chastity light program. Which I will discuss in audio 3. Coming in a few weeks.